Daf Yud, Amud Aleph, seven lines from the top. We're in the middle of a discussion about preparing oneself for tefillah. He couldn't lekras lekech Yisrael. Before a person davens, he has to prepare himself, dressed in a dignified way. And that's why we learned that where the belts were untied and loosened before a meal, then he would not have to interrupt the meal, that consider that constitutes the beginning of the meal. And for davening, he would have to fasten and tighten his belt, so we're not matriach him. So the Gemara is going to bring now some other examples of how one prepares himself as mekayim hikon lekras lekech Yisrael. Rava bar Rav Huna Rami Puzmeke Umatzli. He would put on coverings on his feet, chashuva coverings on his feet, and he would daven. Omer hikon lekras v'goymer. That's how one prepares himself for davening. So we see from here that you cannot daven barefoot. You have to have coverings on your feet when you daven, except for Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. One is obligated to cover his feet. Rava shadiglime upachayara masle. Rava, he took off his cloak. He took off his cloak, and he didn't want to look so choshev. He wanted to look more poshut. And he also put his hands together, put his hands and fingers together in his hands and daven. He would daven in that manner. Amar ka'avda kamemori. He wanted to present himself like an eved, like a servant in front of a master with humility. Ravashi chazina lele Rav Kahana ki ikat tsara balma. I saw the manner of Rav Kahana, that when there was tsar in the world, then shadig limu pachayara matzli. That's the way he used to daven, remove the cloak, like, and put his hands together, like an eved before a master. Omer kav dekami mari ki ikat shalma. But when there was shalom in the world, lo v'shem iskasa, he put on the cloak, and he covered himself and clothed himself in a dignified manner, in a more kavodic manner. And he wrapped himself into that, and he said, "Hikon lekras lekech Yisrael." Tosis has a discussion over here regarding the tightening of the belts. When we say "Hikon lekras lekech Yisrael," that you see, you have to have a belt, you have to have a girdle. He brings down the Machzor Vitri, who says that's only if a person that should, it's only for the requirement shaloi ye liba res ha'erva, that there should be a separation between the upper body and the lower body. But otherwise, we who have a separation in any event between the upper and lower body, we have tightened garments that are tight around the waist, there's no requirement for a belt per se. And there's no requirement for a gartel. So this is a discussion in the Paiskim and the Minhagim. And from here, we see that this is the makor for the minig, for a gartel, to tighten the belt. In addition, the Machzor Vitri says it's only for the requirement of Yikon L'Kras Gadol Yisrael, but there's a Midas Chasidus that in addition to that, to have a, with Yikon L'Kras L'Kecha, to stand in a dignified manner before the Ribbono Shel Olam. Rav Chazal Rav Amnuna to come out with Slus. He saw that he was davening a lengthy period of time. He was davening. Omer manichim chayi oylam voitzkim chayi shah. They're manichim, the time that should be spent with Torah. They're davening a long davening. Voitzkim chayi shah. Tefillas are the bakoshos for what we need in this world, and the Torah is chayolam abo. Rather, they should not daven such a long davening and spend the time rather. Learning, of course, they have to daven a proper davening, but not to be marked too much. But v'husovar, he davened a lengthy davening. V'husovar z'man tefillah l'chud v'zman tahor l'chud. At the time that one is engaged in tefillah, one is not mechuyev to retire. Rav Yirmi, Havi Yosef, come to Rav Zer, v'aski b'shemaitza, they were learning. Noga, l'sli, it was getting late, and it was getting late for davening. V'kamasarev, Rav Yirmi. And Rav Yirmiyah was rushing and hastening to finish so that they can daven. Korale Rav Zera, Meiser Ozem Mishmaya Torah, Gam Tevilasa Tayeva. A person who doesn't turn his ears from learning Torah, even his tefillah is a Tayeva, it's not accepted. We learned in the Mishnah, we learned when there's the time when the din has started, if he should have davened before he started it, somach. But if he did start the din, then he does not have to interrupt. So what constitutes starting the din? May Messiah's chol is din. When do we say the din has started? Rabbi Yirmi, Rabbi Yoyne, Charama, Mishatva, Dayon. When the Dayonim, they cover themselves with their talis. Rashi explains that they used to cover themselves with the talis over their heads, that to give them emes hadin. And secondly, is that they should not get distracted. So they cover themselves, their heads with the talis. That constitutes the tchilas hadin. The din has started, and therefore, once they've done that, they don't have to interrupt to daven. And the other one says, when the opening arguments have commenced. But it's not a machlokes. When we say it's the opening arguments, that's if they were already from beforehand, were sitting in din. So they already were sat in din. Now a new case comes before them. When is the ascholos adin? When the opening arguments of this new case. But if they haven't previously been sitting in din, they're just commencing to sit down now in the Beis Din. When is the tchilas adin? That's mishis hatfu. Ravami, Ravasi, Avi, Yosef, Garsi, Ben Emude, they were learning between the pillars of the Beis Medrash, Chol Shaita, V'Shaita, Hava, Tafcha, Ibra, Dadasha, and every hour they would bang on the doorpost. V'amre, Yike, De Isle, Dina, Le'el, V'Leise, if someone has it in terror, they should come in. They should come into the din term. I mean, they were learning the whole time, but they regularly invited people to, if they had a din term, they needed to have paskin, they should come in. So Tosfos brings down from here, he says, you see from here that a din, the din term is ordered from Talmud Torah. They were willing to, they're prepared to be mafsek, they're learning for the din term. So you see that the din term takes priority over the Talmud Torah. Rav Chista, Rav Abba, Rav Hunavi, Yosef, Bedina, Kol Yoma, they were engaged in the din Torah the whole day. Ava Kachol Shlivayo, they were feeling faint and weak because they didn't eat. Tanul Hu Rav Chia Bar Rav Midifti, he learned taught them the following. It says, V'yamed ha'am al meisha mida baikar ha'er. They stood in for din Torah from the morning to the night. V'chital al dad, chesha meisha yoshev dan kol yom kula. Do you really think that he done the entire day? He had to teach them Torah. When was the Torah being taught? It doesn't mean literally that, even though it says from morning to night, it doesn't mean that literally it was from morning to night. It teaches you that kol dayin shadan din emes la'amitoi, a dayin that done say proper din emes la'amitoi afilo sho achas, even if it's only 1 hour, malo alav cost of kilo nasa shutav l'kodesh baruch v'mayis abreishis. It's like becomes a shutav in mayis abreish, a partner in the creation. Ksiv ha'ocha v'yavin ha'am al-mu'ish ha'minu v'yikar ha'er, uksiv ha'osam v'yer v'yivayikir yoyim echad. Just like that, it's talking about the creation of the world. Adan din emes la'amitoi is creating the world. It is mechazik the world. It gives the world, protects it from destruction. It gives it chizuk. So it's like it's a shoot of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ma'isa Bereishis. Tosfos says that in Emes La'amitai, what does that mean, Emes La'amitai? It means that he, the Dayan, he is searching and he's careful to make sure that the din is done properly, and therefore if there are Edim, that they're properly cross-examined and it's properly investigated. And he puts effort to ensure not only that the din is not corrupt, but that it's emes la'amitai, it's done properly with a proper care to ensure its truthfulness. Ad masa yechim b'din, how long do they sit in din before they break and they take a break and they're interrupted? Amar of sheshes ad zman sur, it's the time of the meal. Amar of hama maikro dechsiv ilecha eretz shemalkech nar v'sarech ba'baikir yachelu ashrecha eretz shemalkech ben choren v'sarech ha'beis yachelu begvura v'loi b'shti. That how fortunate are you that your leaders, that your kings, that they eat at the proper time and begvura and with might, begvura shel teira v'loi b'shti shel yayin, that they eat and they don't eat too early, they eat their suit in the proper way, in the proper time, in the proper manner, and that's who your leaders are. Your leaders are responsible, and they are diligent, and they are not engaged in self-indulgence. So the Dayanim, they don't eat right away. They pask in the din, they engage in the Torah till the time, the normal time of Suda, the appropriate time of Suda, which tomorrow we'll discuss shortly. Tana Rabbanu shall rishayna macha ludim. The first hour they eat right away when they wake up, that's ludim. They were like cannibals and they were gluttonous. Shniya macha listim. Robbers also, that they were ate, they were self-indulgent, they ate at the second hour. Shlishas machal yorshim, people who don't have to work, they inherited a lot of money. They ate in the third hour. Revis machal poelim, workers, ordinary workers. Chamishas machal kol b'nei adam, the fifth hour is people who are not laborers, and but that is the general population. They eat at the fifth hour, that's when they eat their meal. Ini v'amra papa revias man sura l'chol adam. It says the revias, the fourth hour, is the general population eat. Ela revias ma'chol adam. The fourth hour is kolam. Chamishis ma'chol poelam. The fifth hour are the workers, the laborers, so they're working for their employer. They delay the meal so much. Shishis ma'chol talmid chachamim. The sixth hour is when talmid chachamim, they delay till the sixth hour. But mekan ve'ela kizor evin l'chemes. After that, it's like throwing a stone into a jug. To pshot him in that one is that there's no benefit for it, just like if you have a jug, you put a stone in it, it looks like you filled the jug with more wine, but you haven't filled it with anything. You just filled it with a stone, and it looks like the volume has increased, but it really hasn't. The second pshat Rashi brings down is that it's actually harmful. So this is when the meals are eaten. It's brought down in the Paiskim, the Magen Avraham, and Mishnah Berurah brings down as well that some hold that these hours that we calculate starts not from Alois HaShachar, but from a time that a person wakes up, so that it's relative. That's what some Paiskim hold, and therefore they defend those who on Shabbos, they eat a little bit later, because until they come home from shul, etc., because it's calculated for when the person wakes up. That's what some Paiskim hold. Where do we say that afterwards, sixth hour, it's kazorah kevin l'chemes, it's only if you didn't eat anything in the morning? But if he has something to eat in the morning, then that does not apply. There's a machlokes, so what does it mean he ate? How much did he eat? Is it anything or drinking anything? Or is it davke eating pas? And is it a beya pas? Different opinions in the Paiskim. Amr v'arabarava mispala adam tevila sabbeis amechas. A person could daven his tefillah in a beis hamerchatz, in a bathhouse. I may still ask you a kasha, how could you say that? A nichlus lebeis hamerchatz, if a person comes into the bathhouse, malkam shmenei anamayim dem levushim, the outer area where people are dressed, yesha mikro tefillah, then you can have mikra, you can learn Torah, and tefillah, you can daven, vein tzarach lem reshila shalom, and you can certainly give shalom to a friend. Now, even though Shalom is the name of Hashem, but over there, if people are dressed in that area, then you could say Shalom. And you can read and put on tefillin. And certainly you don't have to take it off. But Malkam Shemini Adam Oimdim Arum, in the middle chamber, where some people are Oimdim Arum Levushim, some are clothed, but some are not. Yesham Shilu Shalom, you can still give Shalom. But v'ein sham mikro tefillah, but you can't learn a daven. V'ein chayla tefillin, you do not have to remove your tefillin. V'ein meniach lachadchila, but you cannot put it on lachadchila. But the inner chamber, malkam shebeinan moimdim marumi, where the people are not clothed, ein sham shila shalom, cannot give shalom. V'ein sarach lemer mikro tefillah, and you can't learn and daven v'chayla tefillin. You have to remove the tefillin. V'ein sarach lemer sheina meniach, and certainly you can't put it on. So over here you see that you cannot, in the inner merchatz, you cannot daven. So, and Rav Anna bar Ava said, Mitzpah alam, philosophy beis merchatz. And the assumption is, as the Rishonim point out, the Ran mentions, is that when it says beis merchatz, the reference must have been, would not have been to the outer chamber, which is not beis merchatz proper. So Gemara answers, Kiyomar Rav Anna bar Ava, merchatz shein bo adam. We are talking about the merchatz, and it's an inner chamber, but nobody's there. Nobody's there, so therefore you can daven there. In fact, more of Amar of Yosi bar Chanina, Merchatz Shama Af Bishein Boi Adam, Beis Akisa Shama Af Bishein Boi Tzoya, where we refer to Merchatz, even if nobody's there, even if no one is present, undressed over there. And we say in a Beis Akisa that you cannot daven, even if it's clean. Ella ki kamaravara becharati. What his reference was, what has not been used yet. It's a bathhouse, it's an inner chamber, but it's never been used yet. Frank Gemara, how can you say that? Vami boy boy ravina his minor the basic kisei mahu. If a person designated a basic kisei, even if it wasn't used yet, is it also to daven there? Mahu yesh zimun ein zimun. Do we say the designation itself gives it a classification as a basic kisei and it's also or not? So you see how to shaila, and how can we see over here that by merchatz, if Rav Abraham said by merchatz you could daven there as long as it hasn't been used. Why did he have this shaila? Why would Ravina have this shaila? So v'lo yishitulani, he was not poishin. So lav huadin l'merchas. Now he had the shaila by Zakisa. Is this not the same din as a merchas? Will we not say that this is the same as a merchas? Versus loy dilma shiny beisakisa demoyes. Beisakisa is moyes. Rashi says even the name that it has a designation, a name of a beisakisa gives it a mitzvah connotation, and therefore that's why he had a shaila. But a merchatz is not mos. The name merchatz is not mos like beis hakisei, and therefore he held that one could daven in a new beis merchatz as long as it hasn't been used, even in the inner chamber, one could, and one could also have shila sholem and learn etc. There's a shaila in the paiskim about Shoyel Sholem. If a person's name is Sholem, can you be Shoyel Sholem? Can you call him by his name? Is that called Shila Sholem? Sholem is the name of Rebbeinu Sholem, but here the reference is to not Rebbeinu Sholem, here the reference is to this person who has that name. So that's a discussion in the Paiskim.